Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, Hour 3. We're going to mix it up today. We're going to do something a little different. I'm going to upset your constitution because A.W.R. Hawkins is coming up in this hour, not the last hour. So those of you who are expecting the great A.W.R. Hawkins last hour, you know, John Lott joined me, and that's because John's schedule just worked that way, and A.W.R. was able to accommodate it. So, very bizarre, but here we are with A.W.R. Hawkins in Hour 3. Now, let me tell you, Hour 1, you had me commenting on that dopey Lopez, German Lopez, I call him. He's Hispanic. It's probably Herman. I don't know. It's just, it says G-E-R-M-A-N, so I call him German Lopez, okay? German Lopez's column over at Vox. He's a lunatic, far-leftist, communist. All the wackos aren't left enough for him. John Lott and I also talked about it after Hour 1, so we're going to forego that conversation now, and we're going to open with a couple happy ending stories with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, and they are happy ending stories, too. One in particular I talked about on the daytime show last week, and if you heard me, some of you said I was in rare form on that, but I love me a good happy ending story, and I know A.W.R. Hawkins does, too. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome to the program. Thanks for staying with me an hour later today, man. I do appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, brother, I used one of your columns a little bit earlier in the week because I had to. This Florida story, Summerfield, Florida, outside Ocala. I mean, you talk about a happy ending story that gives you goosebumps and raises the hair on your neck. I jumped for joy. I clapped out loud. I was hooting and hollering. Homeowner with AR-15 repels 4 armed intrusion suspects, killing 2. Here's how I opened up with the daytime show. Nobody needs an AR-15, do they, Eric Swalwell, Kamala Harris, Booker, and the rest of you lunatics? Of course, until they need an AR-15. AWR, this is such a beautiful story. Give it to us with your wit and wisdom.
No, I mean, you're right. That's one of the quick takeaways is this guy, you know, the thing the left doesn't understand, left lives in a theoretical world. In a theoretical world, I shouldn't have to shoot somebody in self-defense, period, no matter what, because in a theoretical world, they should never attack me. But it's not a theoretical world. And in a real world, you don't know how many intruders are coming in at once. In this case, there were 4. In this case, they were all armed. And when they came in, there was gunfire exchange with the homeowner, who was also wounded. When the police found the homeowner, he was lying down on his back with the AR-15 running alongside of him. He was still, you know, still had it there under his power, but he'd been shot and wounded and had to be taken to the hospital. So this is what the left doesn't understand. When these 4 individuals come in, one of them wearing a Jason mask, they're not coming in for milk and cookies. They're not trying to find a yard they can mow to make some money. They're coming in for something. And if they're all armed, they're coming in to do no good. This homeowner grabbed his AR-15, went to work. He dropped 2 of them. One of them, I believe, died instantly. One of them may have managed to live a little while, and then that was that. The other 2, they caught, and they charged them in conjunction with this. I believe one of them even faced a murder charge because one of his compadres there got shot and killed. So it's a mess. But you go to all the Democrat arguments right here. You don't need a 30-round magazine. Why not? If I've got 4 people coming through my door, I'll be honest with you, I need something bigger than a 30-round magazine. And just for that, I've got a 50-round drum. But I'm saying I may need more than 30 rounds. 30 rounds may not cut it. And I bet this homeowner wishes he had a backup mag with him. I don't know how many rounds he fired, but if all I had was a 30-round clip or mag, excuse me, and 4 people charged me, I'd wish I had 1 more mag in my back pocket.
You know, boy, the listener, the reason this is such a happy ending story is just what you heard. I can't add any more to what he said, except to go into a couple more details of the story. I got to leave it where it's at. It was perfectly said. AWR, this story has, oh boy, ooh, so many different fingers to it. Ocala.com, the Ocala Star banner, has been real. I've been following up on this over the last few days because it's such a compelling story. This should be, you correct me if I'm wrong, this should be leading every single major news network. This story is such a human interest, such a compelling story. This guy is 61 years old, the homeowner, disabled, a Jason mask, you know, a killer slasher movie. All four of these scumbags, and these people are scumbags. Look at their mugshots. They've all got mugshots. Look at them. They're dirtbags. Every single one of these people. Ocala Star Ledger. Is that what it is? Ocala Star Banner. Summerfield suspect. Two who died were hell-bent on robbery. And it's got a picture of the two who are dead. And all you have to do, AWR, is look in their faces and you see evil, treacherous dirtbags. 61 years old. Shouldn't this story be leading every major network, and shouldn't they be following up with the story as it progresses and more becomes known, like they would have in America of old?
Right. Yeah, they should. They should. And somebody should give him a free magazine and maybe some free ammo so he's ready next time in case someone tries again. The guy should be honored. And, you know, when you talk about him being disabled, talk about his age, those kids had every advantage on him, every advantage, except one. He was armed. And it's not like all the gun-free zones that people usually attack in. These people chose a home where an American was there with a firearm, and it worked out real bad for two of them.
Yeah, as bad as it can get, they, you know, you say they had every advantage. They did with another exception, too, and that was that this individual had an AR-15. Had he had a pistol, he'd be dead. Had he had a Glock 17, he'd be dead, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, I don't know because I don't know what size mag, but it gets trickier. You're right. With a pistol, he's in a rougher spot if he's got four people charging him. That's it. See, what we're really talking about here, and this is important, this is not just a case in point that AR-15 can be used for self-defense. This is a case in point that sometimes an AR-15 is all that'll get the job done. And that's what people need to understand. It's to your point. If this guy had a lesser gun, particularly I thought if he had a five-round revolver, they'd right now still be, I guess they'd be laying him to rest right now, but they would have spent the week doing his funeral plans. And this story proves the necessity of owning an AR-15,
that's right,
because
that's right.
When four people come through the door, you need a big answer for them.
You know, in subsequent follow-up stories here, I want to go here with the remaining 3 minutes we have or 2.5 minutes we have. It's a very important story for the very reason you just said. This is why you have to have something like this in your home. You have to have something. One of the individuals was armed with a shotgun. That's what shot the homeowner, 61 years old, wounded him in the leg. The other three were armed with pistols. Now I want you to listen to this sad sack loser, survivor, robber, scumbag, who now, unfortunately, Florida, you're going to house and clothe and feed at your own dime expense because you didn't get the same fate that the other two did, which, by the way, the other two who lived also earned and were lucky enough they didn't get. But individual Rodriguez, 22, so Seth Adam Rodriguez, says he tried to talk Nigel Doyle and Keith Jackson, both of whom are deceased now because of the homeowner and his AR-15, tried to talk them out of the home invasion robbery in Summerfield that night. Yeah, that's what he told the judge, right? Because he knows dead men tell no stories. Rodriguez of Bellevue said he had known the two robbers since they were in the sixth grade. He was at Doyle's home earlier that day when Doyle, 22 of Summerfield, and Jackson, 19 of Ocala, talked about robbing someone. That's what he told the judge after during his first appearance in court before a judge on Friday, just a couple days ago. I tried to talk them out of it. I told them, you don't know what he could do. They were still hell-bent on it. Marion County Sheriff's detective said the 61-year-old homeowner defended himself with an AR-15. Doyle and Jackson were killed. Detectives said the four men broke in wearing the Jason mask, et cetera. You know the moral of the story there. Don't do it, and you'll still be above ground. Rodriguez's mother wept and told the judge she cannot afford to hire a lawyer. Rodriguez told the judge he is unemployed and lives with a friend. So I guess I'm supposed to feel sorry for this SOB, and here we're going to get the same old, he's a good boy, he tried to talk him out of it, and he shouldn't be going to prison because he's the one that tried to talk him out of it, and all he did was get roped into it because he's such a good boy. Let me ask you a question. Does a good boy hang out with murderers who wear Jason masks and rob 61-year-old men in their homes, A.W.R. Hawkins?
No, and a good boy, when he hears his friends talking about doing that in the afternoon, does not come back at night to go with them. So there's a lot of problems here. A
lot of problems here. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. Hour 3, unusual to have A.W.R. Hawkins with us right now, but I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. In case you can't tell, I am drinking some Black Rifle coffee. A little bit late for that, but I digress. Back right after this.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Okay, this one all ends on Friday. My friends at the USCCA are giving you 2 free chances to win $1,776 in their 4th of July Freedom Giveaway. That $1,776 gets you a Ruger Mini 14 Tactical Rifle, Otis Cleaning System, a 9-line American flag wooden sign, and ammo. But it all ends this Friday. So here's what I need you to do. Take out your smartphone and text GET to 87222. You can do it in seconds. The official rules are on the page, and you'll instantly get 2 free chances to win $1,776. That's $1,776 just for texting GET to 87222. It's free money. Don't leave it sitting on the table. It's part of a great cause, too. Defending your Second Amendment rights. That's what the USCCA does. They protect responsible gun owners like us. If this is your absolute last chance to get your free Ruger, Otis cleaning system, and 9-line wooden flag, your 2 free chances to win are waiting. Don't waste them. Text GET to 87222 to get entered. Again, that's GET to 87222.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment two, rolling right along with AWR Hawkins. Hey, get this. AWR Hawkins, as I go deeper into the follow-up in the break with this, because I just pulled up this Ocala.com news story here. I followed a couple links. And did you know that the fourth suspect is saying he wasn't even there? You know, we were talking about the mother saying, you know, she was crying and you know, he was denied bail and, you know, the whole good boy thing. Talking to a reporter after his hearing, Rodriguez said Doyle and Jackson had told him they would take him home. He said he didn't know Hamilton and met him for the first time on Wednesday. I wasn't there, said Hamilton, who declined to speak further about the incident, which is probably a good thing from a legal aspect for that loser. But he's charged with home invasion robbery, and he, too, was denied bail. He's on a public defender. Hamilton told detectives he got out of the car before the robbery and walked down the street, denied being at the scene, and refused to answer any more questions. Rodriguez is on suicide watch at the jail and said that when he noticed they were not taking him home, he asked where they were going. Here's what he said. I asked him what was going on. Don't worry about it, Rodriguez said. He said he doesn't know the victim and had never been to the house. Rodriguez said Doyle and Jackson had guns, but he and Hamilton did not. When he got out of the car, he heard loud banging and gunshots. I ran. So these two are claiming now, we didn't know it because dead men tell no tales, bro. So is it unexpected to hear this kind of garbage coming from these people after the fact when both their buddies are dead? Boy, I tell you, man, thieves, they'll do anything, won't they?
Yeah, and I don't really have much compassion for Rodriguez, who you say is on suicide watch.
Right.
Save the people of Florida quite a bit of money if he did the right thing. So that's my opinion on that. But, you know, he'll get his trial. And in his trial, if he decides to live that long, you know, he can try to prove he wasn't there. It doesn't look good for him, but he sure tried.
No, it definitely doesn't look good for him. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to look at the individuals we're talking about here, simply visit Breitbart.com and look at AWR's story. He's got the four scumbag dirtbags mugshots right smack up on the page. The piece is titled, Homeowner with AR-15 Repels Four Armed Intrusion Suspects, Killing Two. And you'll look at the two good guys who are alive who are now feigning any responsibility. I wasn't even supposed to be there. I got out of the car. I didn't know what they were doing. Uh-huh. Until they were all involved in the robbery, and two of them are now dead, and the other ones were taken. He took off running, and the dogs got him. Canine deputies were involved in this. But go look at their photographs, look at their faces, and look at their eyes is all you got to do. I don't want to hear, I'm telling you, AWR Hawkins. Now, another one. Let's go to another happy ending story, because there's another, and that one there is a very happy ending story. Could have been happier, but it's happy enough for me. There's another happy ending story you wrote about. This one, not far from where I'm sitting right now. Homeowner with gun kills intrusion suspect armed with machete. That was in DeKalb County, Georgia. Now, DeKalb County is not a real nice county outside Atlanta. Lots of crime. You know, it's one of those counties where outside of Fulton and South Atlanta, you know there's going to be trouble. DeKalb's got a crime problem. It's just the way it is. Got a drug problem and a crime problem. Homeowner with gun kills intrusion suspect armed with machete. Go for it, brother.
Well, I mean, that's about it. This one was pretty cut and dry. You had the suspect breaking windows with, I suppose, with his machete. Then he made entry, and at which point the homeowner put one slug in his abdomen, and that's ball game. I think the machete guy lived long enough probably to moan some in the ambulance. I think they declared him dead at the hospital, and there we go. So this is a very weird story to me because I think in the 21st century, Who would break into a home with a machete? Somebody out there is going to go, you don't know how deadly a machete is. Well, I know this much. Your machete's 2 feet long, and my .357 Magnum reach way further than that. So as you're approaching me, I'm going to shoot you dead. And that's exactly what happened here. And to me, it's just a weird story, but hey, you know, simple lesson. Don't go into someone else's house swinging a machete.
You know, criminals do the damnedest things, and we'll never get an answer on this because this loser is also dead, and you're not going to be able to. I mean, maybe somebody who knows him is going to say, he just liked machetes. He had a thing for machetes. He carried it around with him everywhere he went. He liked slasher movies, or he was a fan of The Walking Dead, and he just carried around machetes because that's what he did. Well, you know, I'm with you on this. I can't. I've looked at the AJC, which is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution story on this. If you had to ask me to guess, I'd put money that there were some kind of drugs, some kind of methamphetamine. You see a bunch of, you know, this reeks of some type of methamphetamine wacko tweaker lunatic thing. You know, I don't want to hear he's a nice guy. Nice guys don't walk around and smash other people's windows with machetes. And I got to go here again, AWR, and I know you agree with me on this. Please tell me if you don't, but I know you do. When you attempt to deprive another human being of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from actions taken by said individual of whom you were trying to deprive of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness because they were defending themselves against your willingness to do that to them, you earned your demise. You got what was coming to you. Period. No sympathy for you from this radio host, and I'm going to assume from AWR Hawkins either, based on the fact that you said he put one slug in his stomach and, well, ball game. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any problem with the statement I just made. Do you? These happy ending stories, while they're happy, they make me sick to my stomach that good, decent individuals, especially that 61-year-old man in Florida, is now got to live with this the rest of his life.
Right. Well, I mean, I can answer by telling you this. I'm carrying a Springfield Armory XDM 10 millimeter today, which I happen to love. That's 16 rounds of 10, 15 plus one. And what I did is I switched out ammo 3 days ago because one of my favorite gunsmiths at a gun store in Amarillo, Texas, convinced me that there's a federal bullet that'll kill somebody faster if you have to shoot yourself in self-defense. So I made sure I'm carrying that bullet. And that's because, to your point, I never want to have to use a gun against a human. But if a human comes to me and threatens my life, it's no problem for me. And or they threaten my family's life, no problem for me. And that's how it's supposed to work. And that's only human nature. And people who get worked up over that or who boo-hoo for the dead person, you've missed out because he made a bad choice. He risked somebody else's life, and they had to stand up. They had to preserve their own life. And so he lost his. Big deal. Move on.
Let me ask you something. Let me go back to, based on what you just said here, which I agree with 100%, but I want to go back to that Florida, Summerfield, Florida, the AR-15, the 61-year-old hero in my book, and shame on you, media. Shame on every one of you who aren't covering this story. Shame on you, ABC, NBC, CBS, the rest of the – I don't expect any of the cable, your fake news deals. ABC, you guys put yourself out there as news, you alphabet soup wackos. Every one of you should be running this story. This 61-year-old man is a hero, but I digress. Go back to what you were just talking about with this. You know, when AWR, when you have a guy that – the survivor – one of the two. You had one that was charged with felony murder. You got one guy charged with felony murder, which is being an accomplice at the time. And you know what? I'm going to run out of time. Let me finish it. When we come back, I want to ask you this question. Why wasn't the other guy charged with felony murder? That's where I want to go. We'll be back right after this. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting,
exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAOnAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAOnAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAOnAir.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I'm getting ready to cover a great story with you here after we wrap up with this one. But I got to go back to that felony murder question with AWR Hawkins. AWR, why wasn't... It seems one of the individuals was charged with murder. I'm going to assume that that's the felony murder rap for being a participant in the crime when one of the accomplices was killed. Why? What? Do we know why? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it doesn't seem that the fourth one was charged. The second survivor was charged with a felony murder at all.
Yeah, and I don't know why, if that's the case. I don't know why.
That's interesting. I wonder if, you know,
keep my eye on that, though, because that is interesting, because you would think if the other two were there, both the other two would basically face the same charge.
Well, considering, you know, that one of the lunatics was talking about how he wasn't there, he got out and ran. Okay, well, sure, yeah, all right. But he's also charged with home invasion. If he's charged with home invasion, it would make sense that he would also be charged with that murder, which is a felony murder, meaning I was there and they're dead because we participated. So I don't know. We'll keep our eyes on that one too. Okay. This one here, I'm gonna have a tough time getting through this. Oh man. Now listen, when I tell you the headline here, okay, that sometimes you just can't make this stuff up. And I know my guest, A.W.R. Hawkins, personally very well and as a work colleague very well. And I can tell, I know, and I haven't talked to you about this, A.W.R., but I'm going to guarantee when you wrote this story, I bet you were on the floor.
Right. Oh, no, that's, a matter of fact, that's exactly what I told my copy editor when I submitted it for it to go up. I said, I am rolling around on the floor right now laughing until I can't breathe.
Let's tell you what's so funny. The headline says it all. Police find felony suspect after fart gives away his location. Now, either one question comes to mind. Was it the stench that gave it away, or was it the sound itself?
Same way you said.
Say that again. I lost you there. One more time.
Oh, you said, was it the smell or the sound?
Yeah, which one was it? Do we know?
Questions that come. I don't know if we can ask all of them, but this is the craziest story ever. But yeah, you know, he's now he gets his felony charge. But yeah, you know, fart gave away his position. But see ya.
Oh, it says it was okay. Was it? Police in Missouri were able to find a felony suspect after he farted so loud it gave away his location. Okay, I missed that when I scrolled down. Huffington Post reports that the incident occurred in the city of Liberty, in Missouri, where a suspect wanted for possession of a controlled substance. I bet it may have been an uncontrolled substance, was captured after deputies heard his fart. Now, you can't make this stuff up. USA Today covered this stuff. And the Clay County Sheriff's Office joked about the manner in which the suspect gave away his location. The Sheriff's Office used a Facebook post to laugh about it. Here's what they said. If you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a blank day. Let's just say a crappy day. Hashtag pound it happened. You can't make this stuff up, man. And the more we talk about these stories, it's inevitable. Crap like this comes up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's just funny to see these people getting theirs. I mean, they're trying to hide. They got warranties, outstanding warrants, I mean, and boom, you know, parts.
All right.
I'm not going to go too far afield, but I do wonder if he was really tense when it happened and it came out, you know, really high pitched. That really is the question that I have.
It's crazy, man. You can't make this stuff up, listener. You can't do it. I'm going to go back to my hometown of Tampa, Florida, because these are all happy ending stories that we're telling you right now. I love reading these. I love talking about them with AWR, and I love giving this information to you. Wow, it's so much fun. Armed pastor foils alleged church robbery and holds suspect at gunpoint. This happened in my hometown in Tampa, Florida. And, you know, we don't, again, these are stories that should be making national news every single day. And there was a time in this country when these stories would have. When you have a pastor who was armed and foiled an alleged church robbery, that's news. This is human interest stuff, AWR. It doesn't get any better than this. And it was in Seminole Heights. No, right where it is. Guy heard some. Looked like the church, the Seminole Heights Baptist Church, was being burglarized around 1 o'clock in the morning. He grabbed his pistol and he went to work. What happened? Can you tell us?
Gets there and there's a window broken. There are actually a few windows broken, and he looks into one of the offices through one of the windows and saw the suspect. And suspect looking up towards him, and I think he just had to make a decision. Am I going to go through the door? Am I going to handle it right here? And he ended up, he just gunned through the window and told the guy to get down on the ground. And they held him there until police showed. But I believe the suspect, they think he was holding one of the church or something. Pastor intervened. So I'm not get out of there with anything that boils down to. But again, the deal is the pastor had a gun. He could have. What else are you going to go in there with? A cola, a shoe, And, you know, and that's
maybe
that's
maybe a machete, you know, I mean, you know,
yeah. Well, again, it's just like in every story we discussed today, what's made the difference? The gun.
The gun has made.
You've got to have the gun.
You've got to have the gun. AWR, your phone's breaking up just a little bit, so I know what you were going to say. I'm going to go in. AWR was just telling us you've got to have the gun. And that's the underlying, that's the pin. That's the linchpin of everything that we've been talking about so far today. And that's the gun. The gun is it. If you don't have the gun, you can't be this pastor. You cannot hold a bar. Imagine if you went into the church naive enough to think that, oh, I'm going into a church, and you run into a bad guy who's burglarizing you. What if the 61-year-old man opened the door and didn't? What if he didn't have a gun? What if he was just a nice guy and opened the door? What would have happened to him? He'd be dead right now, wouldn't he? I mean, these people would more than likely be dead if they didn't have a firearm. Tell me I'm wrong.
I kind of laugh. I go, here we are in the 21st century, and someone, but gun, he's not going to stop that machete. That machete, that guy can use that machete to cut him into pieces. And so the key is you've got to have the gun. You've got to know how
there
to
go. If you don't have, because AWR Hawkins is 100% right. The machete as an offensive weapon against an undefended individual is devastating, brutal, and vicious. It's going to cut you to shreds. It's going to destroy. A pocket knife will do it if you're undefended. You have to have a firearm. Let's go on to another story here. I know AWR, your cell phone's breaking up just a tad bit, but that's okay. We'll find that little niche there and we'll get it going, because gun background check record, 2+ million checks at the end of the month in 2019, at the end of each month. Gun background check record, 2+ million checks each month of 2019. AWR, that number is absolutely huge. Does that mean there's a Trump slump? We've got 1 minute.
Well, there's not a Trump slump. What it means is those numbers, people have to understand a combination of gun sales and background checks for things like concealed carry permits. And you'll hear people go, well, that doesn't mean we're selling a lot of guns. It means we've got a lot of concealed carry permits. Well, you lost, because either way, it means people are flocking to the Second Amendment. Either way, it means either there are a record number of people getting their concealed carry permits, or it means we're looking at a record number of gun sales. One of the two, or even a happy medium, but guess what? Either way, the good guys win.
You know, when we come back from this break, there are two stories that I want to spend the segment on with you. And you're right about that, by the way. But there are two stories. Number one, Northam's special gun control session in Virginia, which was just epically shut down. There's a lot to learn from what happened there. And the second one, only 700 rifles handed over to New Zealand authorities at this point. Both of those stories, I want to get the opinion of AWR Hawkins on, because both of them touch every gun owner in America. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios with me live, the final segment of the broadcast. I hate when that happens because I could go on and on and on with you. Before we get going, grilling while armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is available on Amazon. It's doing really well. The layout of the book is something you'll love. I'm telling you, the thing is fantastic. George Hill did a wonderful job pairing up great sidearms with great recipes. The reviews are off the chain. Please head over to Amazon and buy a copy of our newest book, my newest book with George Hill, The Mad Ogre, Grilling While Armed. You've been listening to me talk about it on the program for years. We give out a great recipe, and we pair it up with a great gun. 10% of every book we sell at Amazon goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. So you get a great book, you help support the Second Amendment Foundation, and your family eats really well, and you're going to learn a whole lot about some really cool guns. Grilling While Armed, it's available on Amazon right now, and please put up a great review for it. For us, we need it. All of the reviews that are coming up are positive. We love them. They're all 5 stars. We hope you enjoy the book, Grilling While Armed. It's out and available for you on Amazon right now. Okay, AWR Hawkins, let's wrap up this hour, as Kurt Schilling says. Let's close this out with two stories in particular that I think deserve a little bit of conversation here. Number one, GOP lawmakers shut down Governor Northam's special gun control session. I spent a couple days on the daytime show talking about this, but not with you. this was a charade right out of the box. I believe it was designed to take heat off of his racist past that he's under fire for. That's how politicians exploit tragedy for their own gain. And this was just a gimme free-for-all for Democrats in a phony session to be able to put whatever gun control spaghetti they could throw at the wall to make it stick. And the Republicans shut it right the satellite radio moment word down. Why is this an important story, do you think?
Well, it's important because, you know, odds are, as you say, Northam was using this to get away from the blackface.
Looks like we've lost AWR Hawkins. I'm going to go ahead and bring him right back. Oh, we've got him right now. Here he is. Okay, there we go. We've got AWR back. AWR, we were talking about GOP lawmakers shutting down Governor Northam's special gun control session, and it's important. Why?
Well, two reasons. I was thinking about it while I was trying to get back to you. You know, the first one, which would be that Northam using this as a political ploy to distract from the blackface controversy, which was the old yearbook picture, I think, he had during medical school or during something where it was allegedly him in blackface. He wants to get rid of that, get that off the table. He wants to get off the table. His talk about letting babies be born and keeping them comfortable while you decide whether you're going to let them live or not. People think, well, who said that? He didn't. He did say that. You can look it up.
So he did. He did say
that. What happens is
that
what the Virginia Beach shooting then provides him an opportunity to distract everyone from those two issues. But he just puts forth a ton of gun control. And guess what? Not one of the gun controls he put forward would have prevented the Virginia Beach shooting. So that's what I mean. In two ways, this is all a joke. Number one, it's a political ploy. Number two, he's pushing laws that wouldn't have even done anything to stop the shooting he's so worried about. GOP recognized this. They shut it down. And it was a genius move.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, even beyond that, I think one of the things I took away, and I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me, is that this really showed how important elections are and the consequences of elections. Because Virginia is controlled, the legislative body, both houses, is controlled by Republicans by a very narrow margin in Virginia. And the upcoming elections is really going to be the tail of the tape. Had the Democrats controlled both houses in Virginia, oh, my gosh, this would have been an absolute nightmare in the state of Virginia. This could have been really bad, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this kind of, you could have witnessed anything from a ban on suppressors to a ban on quote-unquote high-capacity magazines to, you know, implementation of universal background checks. Northam's pushing gun confiscation laws. On and on and on you can go. And these things here, what they are is if you have a brain, what Northam is pushing is an insult to your intelligence. When someone tells me if they take away suppressors, then mass shootings are going to stop, I'm so insulted I want to curse at them.
Yeah.
Especially when the mass shooters are attacking in gun-free zones. They're going in places where no one's armed. They don't care if you hear their shots or not. Who cares? Because you can't shoot back. See, Northam, he's blind to reality.
I don't know. I agree with that. Although at the same time, I believe the guy is so desperate to cover up his own past history that's now outed that I think he's looking for anything. But you know, he would have exploited the shooting in Virginia Beach anyway, simply because that's what Democrat Party does when it comes to gun control, regardless of a racist past that he's busted on, because that's him in the photograph, either wearing a hood or in blackface. One of the two is his. He admitted it, and then he was told by his advisors, oh, don't say anything because nobody's can prove it. Whoever the other person is isn't going to come forward, so nobody can prove anything. And anybody, again, that's an insult to your intelligence to believe otherwise also. All right, let's move on to New Zealand, another huge important story. Only 700 rifles handed over to New Zealand authorities at this point. This should, in my estimation, be a warning shot, and is a warning shot fired across the bow of anybody in this country that wants to confiscate my firearms. They should be looking at this saying, 1.5 million estimated gun owners in New Zealand in a very small country. What do you think is going to happen here when it's 150 million gun owners and we're not giving up our guns? Because I'm not giving anybody my gun. I didn't give anybody my bump stock. I can't find it. But I didn't give it to anybody, and I'm not giving up a firearm, AWR. Shouldn't this be seen as a warning shot?
Oh, sure it should. And people need to understand, to your point, a country with 1.5 million guns, they might try this. semi-tribe. But we're a country with, I would say, and I'm trying to be careful, not use hyperbole. I believe we'd say we got about 340 million plus guns in this country. And of course, that can't account for every gun that the street criminal and the gang member in Chicago and everybody else has. It'd be unreal if you knew how many guns they have. So when you talk about trying to control that number of guns, you're stupid. You're stupid. You can't control guns. You have to control people. And the only way you can control the people who want to use guns badly is to put them in prison. Do what the Democrats hate to do. Actually prosecute the folks. Actually arrest them, prosecute them, and put them in prison. And when they're in prison, it's hard for them to use a gun on American streets for crime. It really is.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. With the Democrat Party that we see today that is coming closer and closer to communism, it means the socialism that they're just surpassing that now and moving towards confiscatory take. This is communist policies coming out of this party of the far left. AWR Hawkins, I'm going to let you go. I know you're driving. Thank you for hanging in for the third hour of the program late tonight. I do appreciate it very much. Thanks, brother, for being here. I just absolutely love AWR Hawkins on the program, and I want to thank him one more time for taking time out of his schedule to be here with us in the third hour of the program today when he normally is with us in the second hour of the program. I hope you enjoyed the Monster Cast today. It was a good one. It was a fun one. It moved kind of quick. It always does. I apologize for that. I wish I could add a little bit more time to the show. Hour one was a lot of fun. Hour two with Dr. John Lott, always a lot of fun. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. No self-respecting caveman would have ever left his cave without his club. Check out Growing While Armed on Amazon. 10% goes to support the Second Amendment Foundation. You know I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your evening, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.